The average employee for the workers in Titus County is of $23,000 to $24,000. Now, the reason, I don't know, but I do know that these taxpayers that are struggling should not have to reach into their pocket and pay $10 more a month, or whatever it is, $10 for more than, you know, $80,000 value on their property, when they don't have near the insurance that the county employees have, they don't have near the retirement the county employees have, and I just don't feel like the county employees are should be that much different from our taxpayers, the ones that's paying our salary, the ones we are working for. And then,
okay, hold on.
Let me finish. And I don't think that it's the people out here in this audience that are doing it. I think the problem is the top salaries in this county. I believe that the $10 or $12 an hour people, which a lot of you are, need a raise and want a raise. And I agree with you. But we have, and I can't say this without saying the thing about this auto allowance. We have people in this county that make, for instance, Paula Dyke makes $44,000 a year, but she gets $72,000 a year auto allowance.
And whoa, whoa, just how much?
$7,200 a year, okay, for auto allowance, which we take out Medicare and Social Security. That's 8% more. Cleveland Williams gets $65,000 a year. We get, their commissioners get $70,000 a year. And they get $6,000. There's $133,000 in car allowance. I've been a commissioner for 7 months. The most I've kept up with my miles diligently, and charging 56 cents a mile from the IRS for the miles I've traveled. The most I had was about $500 a month, a week, for 1 month. Less than that, it's been less than that every month. And that time I had to go to Tyler to look at a motor grader 2 times. So the point is that this is nothing but salary. If you add the $133,000 that our officials are getting, elected officials, onto their own salaries, that differential between what the low-paid employees make and the $35,612 would be even greater than the people. So it's just a matter of where do we need to make the cuts. I don't think it's the people making $10 or $12 an hour. I think it's for the people that are making $70,000 a year and $60,000 a year. This is my opinion, and I couldn't get it, say it without
me. Let me say one thing about your car allowance. I've had about 6 or 7 calls from people in your precinct that say you need to start spending some of your time driving over your roads, that you're not traveling your roads.
Okay, be glad to recognize you in the audience. Thank you, Clevey.
Why do they, what do we use those two cars for? The constables that volunteer deliver most of these things around, what, they, we just got them sitting over there, or what do? They don't do anything? That's a question. The constable, and then the 15-6 is for what? For your personal car? You fill out mileage when you go to Terrell. All of these people on car allowance the public needs to know, and that people on these car allowances that get this 15.6, when they go to Austin, these commissioners, they've put down 56.5 cents a mile. Everybody does. When they leave town, this is just for driving around town. Yeah, right. You don't get the 15.6 when you go around town. Look, you should be reimbursed. Everybody should be reimbursed for the expenses they get on their car if you do it. And the IRS, they publish a rate that you're allowed to get. Right now it's 56.5 cents. That includes your car, everything. Not only this $133,000 we pay you all on this auto allowance, we take out Medicare and Social Security. So it's actually just pay. Extra pay. You're not supposed to get reimbursed going to and from work. And I just think that the reason we got such a differential in our low-paid people and our high-paid is our high-paid people are getting too much. You just happen to be one of them. I feel the same way about the commissioners, but that's... It says this, and then plus we pay taxes on it. We match it, 8%, Social Security and Medicare. You get 40,000 from the county on this. You get $8,760 for something over here. Then you get $15,600 that we pay you. That adds up to $65,122. I'm just saying that we count it as payroll. It's sort of in a budget as payroll. It shows auto allowance, but it's payroll. I don't think it's right. And I think that we need to not have it. And I don't believe it. It's just a way of extra pay, and then we pay taxes on it.
Carl, why did we have to start doing it through that way? Was because of the... what I thought.
When I say that average pay of a county employee, I'm not including any of that $133,000. That's, no, I'm not. All right, well, I'll show it to you. That was a Titus County retirement thing, our Texas retirement we get. She's got her number of employees, the number of employees on retirement. I don't have it right here. I think I've got it, though, but it shows you how much the average pay of each county employee that's involved in the retirement plan It sold for 2012, $34,400 and something dollars.
For, I don't know what they used to do their calculation.
Oh, payroll? They said payroll. Well, this. No, it's not included. Oh, on the county employees? Or no, it's, I'll tell you where they got it. The 7% that we take out of the employee's check is where they got it. Do you take 7% out of that travel allowance? Well, so this is that, so it don't apply. And it's 35,612 is the average, or the pay after the $1,200 increase. Here it is.
Well, I mean, if you take all those elected officials and you don't include the travel, then I don't know how to be concerned about that.
Well, you'd increase the expenses by $133,000. Then you add back, like I put on my budget, for 6,000 miles, $500 a month for times 12. And you can put down the mileage you want to and see how much you'd have to drive. You'd have to drive more hours in a day than to get to 15,600.
You'd have to drive 7,000 miles.
Yeah. So how long would it take? You got 100 miles of road, so you can drive every road all day. Almost. It would be out. It's unreasonable to think that we drive that many miles. That's
part of our job.
Ms. Scarborough is patiently waiting here to say something. I'm going to recognize her. The IRS figures cost of a car, cost of gasoline, and they adjust those rates when the gasoline goes high, 56.5 cents. It can change. If gasoline goes up another dollar, they'll increase it. Insurance goes up, the price of automobiles, through the years it's gone up. They're always adjusting that. But that's what it includes. It's not just for fuel.
That's
what the IRS says is an appropriate amount to reimburse someone who is using their personal car on a per-mile basis. So that has to include everything. Depreciation on the car, gas, oil, repairs. Okay. Anybody else want to discuss this? Yes, ma'am. Can everybody hear? Okay. Hey, there's a mic right there.
Right in front of you.
Do you want me to start over? I know that some departments asked for a raise in the budget hearings, and then there's some of us that didn't ask for raises for our offices. My opinion is, if the county gives any certain department a raise, they need to give all county people a raise. And I just wanted to make that clear, that just because some people asked for it and some people didn't, if a raise is issued to one county employee, it should be issued to all county employees at the same pay, at the same rate.
Okay, thank you, Diane. All right, yeah, we did include the discussion about auto allowance, and I won't necessarily cut that off, but going back to the raises in general, was there anybody that had anything specific to say? Okay. Anybody wanted to say anything specific about auto allowance? Okay. Judge? I think the point Commissioner Riddle was making was, rather than he supports a per mile keep track of your mileage as opposed to a fixed dollar amount.
Okay, I go out 2 or 3 times during the night. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to go home and write down how many miles I went. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to do that.
Definitely an argument for the simplicity of a fixed amount.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
The JPs get $50. Each time they go out to the hospital or pronounce somebody dead.
No.
Why do they get $50?
Well, you said two things. Not when they pronounce somebody dead.
Whenever they go out.
Mental commitment. But not on inquest. There's no additional money paid there. That's part of your car allowance.
It's always on the expenses between Kay and Paula, $300 or $400 every 2 weeks. They get paid extra, and I thought that's what it was for. I don't know what it's for. But if they got to fill out papers when you go out, I don't see where it's a problem to put down your mileage. I mean, I don't understand why
and
that's
you go out there and stay in the hospital with a dumb patient about 3 hours. I'll call you and you go with me, and we'll see how you are going to start. Well, wait, let me write my mileage down. Well, I've been dealing with a family that's just committed somebody or just trying to kill themselves. Then I'm going to stop and write that down. I don't think so.
Judge.
Yeah.
That was the total for the both of you combined. How has that number over 10 years gone? I'm just curious. Is that going up every year?
Katie, I appreciate the job. They all do a good job. I appreciate it.
I didn't say that. I just said the $7,200 a month extra pay. I was only pointing that out. I don't know what the job should pay or anything, but I'm saying that to add $7,200 and not show it up as salary is not right. I don't agree with that. And it should be, you should fill out a mileage expense report for the mileage you drive. That's all.
Well, again, we're criticizing things that were done. These were decisions that were made years ago. And I don't know that we should hold them responsible for something that was, for a decision that was made years ago. I wasn't here when that decision was made. I wasn't in the audience to say, I approve that or I don't approve that. So I think it's a bit unfair to them specifically to say, the way that it's accounted for is not right. I don't know where the people were when these decisions were made. My guess is it was probably an empty room back at that time. But I understand your point. I think I do. But your questioning these automobile allowances and whether they could be handled on a per mile basis or on a flat fee basis, again, that's a decision that was made years ago. Have you all ever been on a per mile claim format? Well, and again, I wasn't in the audience when these travel allowances were approved. I'm sure that there was discussion at that time, and how they arrived at them, I don't know all the steps that they went through to arrive at that. But, at this point, I think like Carl said, it's a part of a total compensation package. Do you have a large auto allowance or a large salary or a combination of the two is what we have.
My point is, this is how much money that salaries we're getting. When you add that to it, it's put in there and the taxes are paid, so it's a salary.
Absolutely.
Still put in,
absolutely.
And that's the whole point that I'm trying to make. How much an hour or what it's worth, I'm not arguing those. I don't know that.
It is payroll, and it does have payroll taxes taken out of it. That is correct. The only difference with auto allowance is it is not included in the calculation for retirement. Okay. Anybody else that wants to talk specifically about this subject, auto allowance?
Thank you
for your comments out there. Go ahead.
I should make another point. I really think, talking about salaries, I think that the sheriff supervises 60 people, roughly. That's one half of the county employees. He's the most susceptible to lawsuits. He has the most danger. His employees put their lives on the line daily. And I think that he should get I'd like to see his car, that 15-6 that he gets, be done away with and him have a car and add 15-6 to his salary and pay him that kind of salary, because he's on call really 24 hours a day, all night, every day, 7 days a week, when things happen. So I really think that's one exception to the pay. I think his pay should be greater than most of us in this county, and he's not. And I'd like to see that 15, his car allowance put over there and his car allowance taken away. That would be, I think, the right thing to do in his case.
When you do that, you're going to have to furnish him a car then.
That's right. He needs a car. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Well, here's some information. Since we're talking about salaries and auto allowance stuff, elected officials might make this. This says what everybody makes, including the travel, the elected officials. County judge makes $87,000 a year. That includes his travel. It's already compensation. County attorney makes $86,000. $77,600 a year.
And this is public. Is this published each year? No.
It's just public information that is in the. The only thing that's ever published is if you give them a raise, and that's published.
Okay. I recognize you. Thank you. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Well, that eliminates the higher paid continuing to get higher and higher, and the lower paid continuing to get lower and lower raises.
Last year, that $1,200 amounted to $20,000 people made 6% increase, and the $50,000 people made 2%. That's why it was a lot more fair. And through the years, I'm sure this is how this big disparity between the low-paid people is everybody got 2% or 3%. So the distance grew between the low-paid people and the high-paid.
Years I've been here, we've occupied it both ways.
All right, anybody else? Thank you, everyone, for everything that you pitched in. Barbara? Yeah, fair question. We're right at 40. 39.99 right now.
Well, you can change it.
not a choice we make.
That's not a choice. Anybody has that. You have to do that. You have to make bond payments.
That was a planned increase based on the way that the loop funding was laid out years ago.
Question's going to be whether they want to raise the maintenance and operations rate any. If you go up a penny, we're going to go up to, and I think this varied over the penny. I think the IMS rate is going to go up from 1305 to 1408. It's a little over a penny. That's going to bring your rate right up to 41 cents. Roughly about 41 cents if you don't do anything. Because of the savings we've had in the insurance fund this year, I don't think we're going to have to make an extra $125,000 contribution as a result of that. So we've got some money we can save there. Let me go back. If you don't raise the maintenance and operations rate at all because of the lower valuations, we're going to be $400,000 less money in the maintenance and operations budget than we were last year. So we want to leave the rate the same. Sales tax from the 2 years ago when we really hard times is up about $250,000, maybe $300,000. So I think you can leave the rate the same and maintain your same numbers. We also do have a $6 to $6.5 million fund balance reserve in the general fund. We're holding on to that because of the loop project.
Well, if you take it out of fund balance this year, next year, unless you do it again out of fund balance, you've got to somehow make it up out of next year's tax revenues. That's why I don't think I'm going to support that.
I wouldn't support it either.
I'm not saying I wouldn't support raise. I'm saying I don't support taking it out of fund balance. I'd like to get this loop project completed before we go and start taking away that fund balance. At that time, I'm going to feel a whole lot more free to reduce that fund balance down to a lower level.
$2,004 bond
The major, go ahead.
I was just going to say the INS tax has on debt decrease. That goes down also by law.
Somebody maybe a little bit towards the end, but he had to do way. But we, from the beginning, we figured that rate was going to be about 13 cents. So, and that was not counting any decrease in valuation.
Yeah, but when they're eliminated, if that's eliminated, that's INS yeah. Would go down to whatever in debt.
Once the loop is completed, Sheriff, and you may already know this, but when the loop is completed, 6 months after that, the state of Texas will begin reimbursing the county for the cost of that loop project. Now, that doesn't mean that all of a sudden we're going to have a lot of money coming in that we can use to reduce taxes. All that is factored in. It's a 25-year plan from the time that loop construction was begun until the time those bonds are paid off. And the county basically is paying the carrying cost in the way of interest payments on that loop project because the state's not reimbursing us for what it cost us to borrow that money. They're paying us back for the cost of the loop. So we do have some money that will begin flowing in 2015, but nonetheless, the county, through that bond election years ago, committed to allow the Cuyahoga County to raise the rate or the tax rate to encompass that debt service and the cost of that loop.
Twenty year.
Well, beginning in 2015. If we finish that project in mid-14, by the first part of 2015, that money starts coming back in from the state.
They start paying it 6 months after the project.
About $8 million a year.
It's eight million dollars
a year. It's every 6 months, and I think we were the only county that got the 6 month. And everybody else, it's a year.
Yeah.
They get paid once a year. We get paid twice a year.
We get paid $4 million every 6 months.
And if their count or the count on the road goes higher than what they projected, we could get more than that. But we're guaranteed $4 million a year every 6 months.
And that interest rate is fixed, and that interest rate is low, and it's lower than was expected, primarily because of the size of that fund balance that we had. Had we been using our fund balance, or had not set aside money to have a good, solid $5 million plus. Fund balance, we would have paid an additional, what, 0.75%, percent?
It was 9, so we saved
$900,000. Over the life of the deal, $9 million.
Over the life of the whole bond, it was several million. Judge Dyke.
I got it.
I just want to say we appreciate you, all of you. We understand that we're in the market on time. You're looking at things that happen, you know, over the years, long-term plans, and stuff like that. We don't deal with that. But it gets down to, well, I think what we're trying to tell you is
thank you.
Y'all did such a good job that things are going to get better. You just told us they were, and for so many years, you know, the state's going to pay you back.
Well, and the one thing in all this that kind of disappointed me was to hear several comments about how bad our health insurance is. That's news to me. And the only ones that have come to me and seen me face to face or sent me something in writing that we have addressed, it is my understanding that each one of those, either by change that occurred as a vote from this commissioner's court, or simply notifying a local doctor, or simply educating that employee, I believe that we got whatever that complaint was exactly on par with where we were with Health First. Now, I know that East Texas Medical Center, that was a significant change in this. We felt like it was offset by the additional benefits. But in summary, I would again say, if you feel like there is some place in your health insurance reimbursement that doesn't look right or you do not think it's fair, please, please come to me, or please call Tony Melton so that we can figure out why. And we have made two changes to the plan. The commissioner's court said we are going to change that plan here in mid-year so that this doesn't happen anymore. It's complicated. It's complicated. And I am confident we have the best people that we could possibly have that are advising us on this. But again, they're going to show us any number of options. And it's up to this court to make those final decisions. So don't get down on CAHPS Insurance or UMR. They do what we tell them to do. But you all tell us, hey, here's a situation where it's broke. It ain't working. It's not fair. And all we can say is, well, I'm sorry, that was a concession that we made when we changed to save some money, or we're going to say, well, we'll take a look at this, and we don't want this to happen to you. We're going to make a change to this plan to be sure it doesn't happen again, or we're going to pick up the phone, and we're going to call that doctor and say, hey, please do the lab work here in your office. Please don't send them to the hospital, because based on the way our plan works, it ends up costing that employee more money, and we don't want that to happen. Well, I can guarantee you that I'm not going to be able to answer your question, but I can guarantee you that I'll contact CAHPS. So if you want the absolute quickest route, you'll call Tony Melton, or you'll ask me what her email address is, and that's the absolute best. If you can have a documented conversation going through email where they're responding to you, and she copies me on every single one of those emails. I'm always in the loop on an employee situation. That doesn't mean I know specific medical details that I shouldn't know, but I understand and I know what the general topic of discussion is. And I can keep these guys informed about it. Shoot me an email. I'll get you Tony's direct email. And again, have you had any conversation about this with anybody at CAHPS Insurance?
No, it's here right
now. Yes or no? Okay.
Shouldn't have to call CAHPS Insurance. I mean, there's people here, and I personally have told me, I guarantee you that the Sheriff's Office alone is probably 50.
that accurate, Sheriff? 50-plus complaints? Have I responded to everyone you've made me aware of? I'd like to know what's causing this so that when we sit down and negotiate with CAPS and with UMR, we can say we want to eliminate this kind of headache. Okay. 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 You have something to say? Tell you what, we're going to take a 10-minute break. I don't think we have a whole lot of more topics to come back up with. I know some of you probably need to use the restroom, so let's take 10 minutes. If you still want to come back, please do.